One of the things that I've been asked repeatedly is exactly what is app service? People know the term websites. In 2015, we released this concept of app service. But what I want to do is try to bring it together and sort of explain to you how we got from websites to app service and, you know, how we got to this point. So go ahead, moving right along. What exactly is Azure App Service? Well, it's my favorite part of Azure. I'd say about roughly 60% of people that are running their apps in Azure are actually using Azure App Service to do their web, mobile, API, and that kind of stuff. It's a pretty big number. If you think about all the customers in Azure and 60% of them are actually on App Service, that's pretty good. It's a pretty clear indicator that App Service is you know, a nice way for you to get started in Azure. And if you're an ASP.NET developer like myself, it's super easy because we have all these great one-click publish features right from within VS that I'm going to show you today. All right, a long time ago, in a cloud far, far away, over there in the other building, we had this thing that was pretty awesome, and it was called Azure Websites. So we dropped in Azure Websites to the all-up Azure Fabric. People loved it. They thought it was fantastic. But we had a lot of mobile developers who said, we'd really like to have something specific to mobile development or for people that are building Windows 8 store apps, now Windows 10 store apps. Folks wanted the capability of easily connecting those store applications to Azure. So we added on to the website's brand, and we created this new thing in Azure called Azure Mobile Services. People began to use mobile services to build iOS apps, Android apps, Windows apps, so forth and so on. And for guys like myself who are primarily web developers, we would deploy our ASP.NET, Node, PHP, Python, what have you, apps up to Azure Websites. Well, that wasn't broken, so we figured that we should go ahead and fix it. So we changed the name of these things to web apps and mobile apps. And the idea behind that was what we saw was people were actually creating these composite applications. You might have a web app that communicates with an API, and along with that API, you have a mobile app that also talks to it. Then you build a desktop app that talks to the API, you know, ad nauseum, et cetera, et cetera. So we changed the names of those guys to web and mobile apps. And then we extended it a little bit more. We added this thing called API apps, which is really near and dear to my heart, because I'm a big REST API fan. I love to use ASP.NET Web API, and API apps was a pretty good fit for me there. We extend API apps a little bit further, and we added workflow to it and different capabilities for you to dial into third-party providers, and we called that Logic Apps. Started looking at this new image that we have of all these different, you know, type of apps that we could build, and we thought, you know, there's really kind of a tie-in. These guys are all kind of a part of one big thing, and that's where we came up with this concept of Azure App Service. We got rid of all those individual monikers, and we just created this one big thing called App Service. And if you look in the portal today, one thing that you'll see is, whereas when we released the API apps preview, we added things like Swagger metadata or the API definition. We added things like cores support directly from within the portal. You don't have to do cores in your web API code anymore or in your node code. You can actually do this directly from the portal, and the portal will control which URLs have access to your REST API apps. So that was goodness. The nice thing about it is that we took all those awesome features of API apps and mobile apps, and we raised those up, and now they're just a part of the larger up app service all up. So whether you're building your web, mobile, API, or Logic apps, you have capability to do all these things. And then we have this other thing out there called web jobs. So if you're interested in running background processes, you can actually do things with web jobs. Those are like XEs that run on your server side. They process queues, run on a schedule, that kind of thing. And of course, we have tooling for that in VS as well.